This week's mailbag comes to us from Steve. I gave myself this challenge after I'd been in my place for 10 years. It took me 5 months, but I did every bit of it so that every nook and cranny of my home was clutter-free and organized. Recently, I took a job and I had to move and list my place right away. Because of the challenge, all I needed was to spend maybe 2 hours taking away some additional items that my realtor thought might thin it out, and I was ready. The effort is worth it. I had maintained for 3 years. Good luck. I am unpacking into my new home now, and I am being super diligent about tossing things immediately so that even after moving, I am still clutter-free. Thanks to Lisa and Organize 365.
Do you have an Organize 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. It is time for a little organizational math. Now, you know that I was a math teacher, right? A middle school math teacher. And this is the time of the year, the end of the year, where you start to think about what you want to keep from this year, what you want to let go of this year, what new goals you want to set for next year, what you want to eliminate, what you want to add. And so I'm going to use some mathematical terms in order to talk about how we can apply these into your organizing that I think are really going to give you a mental construct that will help you as you go through and add and subtract and multiply and divide your time and your passions and your goals going into 2021. All math starts with addition. The first thing we teach kids is addition. And the reason why is because we want to be able to take individual items and put them together into one group. So we want to be able to add. And that is exactly what we do when we get ready to get organized. The first thing, the most important thing that you will do in your organizational math is learning to add in habits. Habits. Your life is more habitual than you realize. There's a statistic that says 85% of what you do every single day is just based on the habits that you have developed over time. So really focusing on adding in new habits will radically change your life over the course of a decade. A decade? Who wants to wait a decade? I'm sorry, I don't create the mathematical rules. I just know that they're true. It takes time. It takes time to establish a habit, and more also, it takes time for you to have that habit so ingrained in you that it becomes part of your muscle memory, that you do it without even thinking about it. Kind of like when you get up in the morning, you go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, like you probably do not think about doing those two things every morning, and you probably do those two things every morning. However you shower, get dressed, put on your makeup, do your hair, whatever your morning routine is, that mostly has become a habit. Another thing that is habitualized that you might not think of as a habit is how you get to school or work in the morning. Like, have you ever been driving to school or work and you get to school or work and you say, I don't remember driving here? That could be a scary thought, right? And they have shown that because you drive that same route over and over and over again, you were conscious, you were engaged as you were driving to school or to work, but you do it over and over and over again. It just has become part of your muscle memory, and your body and your brain is just used to the way that you decide to go to school and work, the way that you start your day. All of those are habits. Now, adding habits will transform your life over the course of a decade, but it is the hardest work that you will do. Adding is the hardest organizational math that you will do because creating a habit takes a long, long time to establish. When I was growing up, they used to say it takes 21 days to establish a habit. It's not true. They've done studies. They say it may take up to 42 days to establish a habit. I want you to establish a new habit every 120 days. But Lisa, I want to move faster than that. I think I could do 6 to 9 habits next year. I'm going to do a new habit every 13 weeks, every 20 weeks, every whatever it's going to be. And what I will say to that is, no, I'm not going to let you do it. Here's why. You can totally establish 9 habits next year. And do you know how many you will have the year after that? 3. To create a true habit, to create true muscle memory, to get something on autopilot so you don't even think about it anymore, you don't even notice that that is how you do something, it's just so habitual, it takes a lot of focused effort. And I would so much rather see you be successful and focus on one habit every 120 days and really, truly focus on establishing, grounding, cementing that habit into your routine than to try one every month or every other month and only have 2 or 3 stick at the end of the year. And this is something I've had to learn inside of Organize 365, inside of my parenting, inside of my marriage, inside of everything, that to truly make lasting change, you have to focus on much fewer goals than you think. So let's just commit to having one new habit every 120 days. If you have not created this habit, I would love to suggest that your January 2021 habit, or whenever you're listening to this, your next 120-day habit is the Sunday basket. Why do I always say we have to start with the Sunday basket? And the reason why is because the Sunday basket gives you the second organizational math, which is multiplication. The habit of the Sunday basket, once established after 6 weeks, will give you 5 hours every single week of time during your week. It multiplies your time. The habit of the Sunday basket multiplies your time. Truth be told, every habit that you establish multiplies your time. The fact that you get up, go to the bathroom, take a shower, get ready, whatever, and do that in that order multiplies your time. If you had to, just for example, when you are on vacation and you get up in a different locale and all of your getting ready things are in little bags and in different places, doesn't it take you longer to get ready? It takes you longer to get ready. You're in unfamiliar territory. You have maybe you forgot something at home, or you ran out of something because you only brought the little travel sizes, or shoot, I didn't realize that we only brought one hair dryer, so now we have to share hair dryers with our kids. All the hair dryers in another room. I have to go get that. And like now on a beach vacation, you probably don't even get ready in the morning. So that's not a good example. But think about if you're going to a conference, or you're going on a retreat, or you're going on a business trip. When you get up and you get ready in the hotel, it takes you longer than when you get ready at home, because you don't have all of those habitual things that you have at home. You don't have everything set up the way that you normally have it. For those of you in the 100-day program, this will totally ring true to you. When you go through your makeup, and if you did like I do, and you create a little acrylic box, this makeup manager that I have that you put all of your makeup in, and you pull that out and you put your makeup on and you put it away, you know that multiplies your time. You know you're putting on your makeup faster than you used to, and you never forget a step because it's all right in that little organizer. So these habits will always multiply your time. In Organize 365, these are what we teach you. We teach you the habit of the Sunday basket. Once you have the Sunday basket established, we want you to jump into the 100 days. Before that extra time that we gave you got sucked up into the abyss of whatever else you're going to use it for, give it to us in the 100-day program. I promise we will return it back to you with more multiplied time. When you have that more multiplied time, you then take all that paper that you found that was all over your house that you didn't realize you had as much as you have, and you make the binders, or you do your photos, you get your kids organized, you do everything that is in the All Access program, and then you are ready to do dividing in the work boxes that we'll get to in a minute. Habits are so powerful. And if you can add one positive habit every 120 days into your year from here until forever, you will add more and more and more habits that will compound, that will give you a life that is lived 85% of the time on habits that you have chosen and cultivated, and have you living the life that you want to live. Now, why do I say every 120 days? If you're new to Organize 365, I divide my calendar year, my 12-month calendar year, into three trimesters, January to April, May to August, September to December. The reason why is because we as home dwellers do not live on a quarterly system like a business does. We live on this trimester system, and we naturally set new habits and goals every January. We also do it in May, getting ready to go into the summer in June, and then we do it again in August, getting ready to go into September. And if you really think about it, we do. We kind of have three mini years inside of our 12 years, and every January, June, and September, we're ready to add a few new goals, add another habit, reorient ourselves, declutter, and get organized in order to tackle this next little chunk of our year. All right, three habits in 2021. What do you want those three to be in 2021? And what is the first one that you're going to set? That is your addition, which is going to multiply your time. Organization always gives you more time. So adding a habit is going to streamline your time and give you more time. What about those other math symbols? Let's talk about subtraction, shall we? The other thing that really helps you get organized quickly is to subtract. And maybe you're already thinking of this one. Yes, this is where decluttering comes in. So the more that you could say, goodbye, bye-bye, I'm donating this, I'm selling this, I'm trashing this, I'm giving this away, the less stuff you have, the less stuff you have to maintain. So when you declutter things, you're also going to get time. So if you subtract things out of your life, that is going to give you more time and a more organized space. But if you've been listening for a while, the changes that happen as you get organized first start mentally in listening to the podcast. Then they start very practically in the ways that you think that they would in actually physically decluttering and organizing your house. That's what most people come to me for. That's what most people think about when they think about getting organized is physically organizing your space. There are many, many, many other things that you are going to subtract. As you go through your organizing journey, if you stick with Organize 365 and continue to listen to these podcasts or go back and listen to the podcasts in the past, here are some of the things you may have already subtracted out of your life that you didn't even realize, but now you may want to make a list of things that you want to subtract out of your life. So in addition to decluttering physical objects, how about obligations? Pandemic kind of did that for you. Took everything off your calendar. Didn't it? It just went, whoosh, it's like a dry erase marker just wiped off your entire calendar, like 2020, bye-bye, like I just took it all away. Before you add those things back in, make sure you're not adding back in any obligations, things that you feel you have to do or you're guilted into doing or really don't fit your phase of life anymore, but you don't know how to say no. You don't have to say no. The pandemic said no for you. Now you just have to not say yes again. So don't say yes again to things that are truly obligations and take that gift that the pandemic gave you and use it for good. Another thing that you subtract as you get organized and you move on this path of becoming productive and organized is negative people. Sometimes this is not as easy to do as it is to say, to subtract negative people from your life, but you can manage the amount of time that you spend with negative people if they are family members. And if they are not, you could just like get longer and longer times between replying to those texts or calling those people back or, oh, wow, I'm busy. I can't meet for that lunch for another month or so, or, you know, just keep delaying and delaying and naturally let some of those relationships die out. The next thing that you will subtract after, and you see how this is getting more and more abstract. We go from things to obligations on our calendar to physical people that we know. The next thing that we are going to subtract are our negative thoughts. Super, super challenging to do, to really think about your thinking, to recognize when you're having negative thoughts and consciously switch your brain back into a positive thought mode. But once you learn how to do it, you will be amazed that no one ever taught you that before, and it is something you won't be able to undo. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. You are in control of the thoughts that you have, and once you realize that, you really are unstoppable. And then the last thing that you will subtract on your organizing journey are inefficiencies of all kinds. You will no longer tolerate things that are inefficiently done, not done to your level of expertise, because you know there is no such thing as perfection, but you have a standard of excellence and you will want things done to a certain standard of excellence, but not all things can be done to a standard of excellence. So there will be things that you just don't do anymore. You may no longer, I don't know, dust your house. You may vacuum your house only twice a month and you used to do it every single day. Like inefficiencies in your time, inefficiencies in procedures, in the ways you tackle things, you will become more productive in everything you do over time because you will start to abhor any lost time that is just frittered away. Not because you have such an unending to-do list that you can't get through. The reason you won't want to waste any more time is because it's your time. It's your time to do a puzzle, read a book, start your business, write a book, join a gym, climb a mountain, go on a vacation. It's your time. And we've worked for so long just to take all of our time to do this unending to-do list that's never going to be done around our house. Once we realize we can get rid of that to-do list, we can get organized good enough, we can live a life of excellence. Now, all the time that we find is our time to fulfill and grow our own unique purpose in the world so that we can bless all of those around us. And we will not tolerate losing time for inefficiencies in the ways that we do things. And you will become a productivity nut like me. And you will learn that there are just ways that you can always become a little bit more productive in everything that you do. So we're adding habits, 3 habits a year, right? Which is going to multiply our time. And then we are going to subtract physical items, obligations, negative people, negative thoughts, and inefficiencies out of our life, which leads us to division, which is actually the most powerful of all the organizational math. And you may say, but division is such a negative word. Not the way I use it. Organizational division is dividing your time into fewer but more powerful roles. So once you've added habits, so your 85% of your time that is running on your habits is running on habits that you have programmed inside of your body for a productive, proactive life, you've subtracted all of the things you don't want out of your life, then we are going to divide. And you're going to divide into your work box, whatever you're uniquely, passionately created to do, into your Sunday basket, all of your household obligations and things you need to do, and your passion projects. Those are the only 3 divisions you're going to have going forward. Once you get all of this organized, you're going to have your household responsibilities, your work and passion responsibilities, and then your passion projects and your hobbies and the things that you want to fill your time with. And you will divide your calendar amongst those 3 things in time blocks. And that's where you will do the division. So as you are running on your treadmill and you have a great idea for the business, you get off the treadmill, write it on an index card, throw it in the work box. And then you go downstairs, you do the laundry, and you're doing the dishes, and you're getting ready, you're making your coffee, and you remember, oh, that's right, I need to schedule the exterminator to come out. You'll write that on an index card, and you'll throw that in the Sunday basket. And your workbox and your Sunday basket will hold all of your ideas, your actionable to-dos, and they will be the habits that you do on Friday afternoon and Sunday afternoon that keep your productivity and your proactive life going over and over and over again. And then the height of this Maslow's hierarchy of needs for homeowners is then you will take the time and not just pick a new habit, but you will actually plan every 120 days what habit you are going to add to your life, what you are going to do inside of your home, all the things that you're responsible in your Sunday basket, your family, your house, your finances, and your personal fulfillment. And then you'll do the same thing 4 times a year with the workboxes. You'll go to workbox planning day. And every quarter, you will plan what are the things that you are going to be lead generators in your business or ideas that you're going to create into products. What are the customers that you serve and the services that you offer and the people that you're working with this quarter? What is your personal leadership and development that you're going to pour into your additional ongoing coaching and growing in the team that you're building for whatever you are building in the world and the finances related to that or the ongoing tasks? That is what my life looks like today. I write ideas all the time. I probably fill up 10 to 20 index cards a day of just random things that I write down, and I drop them in my workbox and I drop them in my Sunday basket. And on Fridays, I go through my workbox and I put those things in the right areas that they need to do, and I plan out my work week for the next week. And then I enjoy my weekend, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Sunday afternoon. I go through my Sunday basket. I plan out what I want to do the following weekend. And then Monday morning, I get up and I run my Friday workbox. And these habits that I have developed over the last decade took me from being a reactive, depressed, overwhelmed, in debt mom who didn't feel like I was good at anything. I literally was told by my administrator I wasn't a good teacher, and that's why I quit. And I wasn't doing well at anything in my life. Like, I was not the woman that you see today. And by developing habits over the last 9 years and doing the Sunday basket and doing the corporate workbox and just setting, you know, one or two goals inside of my business every single quarter, and one new personal goal or household related goal or family related goal inside of our house, has turned into the life that I'm living today. It's not fast. It's not easy. It is kind of simple, but it takes a lot of focus and determination. If you focus, if you live your life on purpose, you can live any life that you want to live. It's just math. It's just math. So I invite you, as you're closing out 2020 or whenever you're listening to this, and you're getting ready to set your organizational goals and what is going to make the difference for you, what is one habit? Start with addition. What is one habit you could add to your life that would be one of the habits that you're going to live your 85% of your waking hours are run by our habits that we establish? What is a habit you want to establish that your mind will be running on? And is that habit going to give you more time? It's going to multiply your time. And then with your time, what are you going to do with your time? Other ways you're going to get more time is to subtract. Where are you on this subtraction cycle? Are you just decluttering things right now? Are you working on the physical, real world decluttering? Are you decluttering obligations off of your calendar? Are you decluttering negative people out of your day-to-day life? Are you decluttering the negative thoughts that are talking back to you all day long, and you need to say, okay, all right, that's enough from you. We need to have some positive people inside of my head with me. Or are you to the point where you're just continually modifying and subtracting out any little inefficiencies that you still find in your day? And then have you taken this last step, and have you truly divided? Now, I love work-life fusion. I work and I live and I do my passion projects all throughout the day. I don't have set hours for anything. I primarily work 8 to 4 during the work week, but I'll work on the weekends. I'll work on evenings. I'll also go do something fun in the middle of a work day. So I will mix up my day. But as I have all these ideas, I'm able to divide them into the times on my calendar when I will execute them, whether they are work related, household related, or just Lisa passion project related. I invite you to embrace organizational math. Pick your new habit for 2020, subtract the things you need to subtract, multiply your time, and then divide your life into roles that really fulfill and grow you so that you can go out and give to the world what you are uniquely created to give them. I cannot wait to hear all about your success.